Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I know you've been waiting, you've been chomping at the bit ever since Saturday night when Steph Curry not only had a poor game, what he finished with, like 19 points, actually 23 points, I believe, but shot 7-23 from the field.
Awful.
And missed a dunk. And I know you've been waiting just to rail against this guy who has changed the game.
He changed the game, all right.
He has 17 points.
You smell that? 17 points. That's Chris. That's Steph Curry.
Has he? Hold on. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Do your
thing.
Let me set it up. Steph Curry has undoubtedly changed the game. When you see Damian Lillard pulling up from 35, when you see Kyrie Irving pulling up from 27. When you see Trae Young coming across half court, shooting the ball at the logo, you have Steph Curry to thank. So don't dare try to tell me he hasn't changed the game. Now, he was awful in game three and hadn't been good in games one and two. But don't take away his legacy. That's all I'm saying. So go ahead on your little prisoner of the moment.
It ain't no prisoner of the moment because it's more.
Heed.
It's more than
couple,
one game.
I couple crew. I couple listeners. I couple fan base. Take heed. The one who's always talking about you're a prisoner of the moment. You're a prisoner of the moment. You're about to hear the authentic, definitive. Prisoner of the moment rant right now from you, Mr. Rob Parker. Go ahead.
It ain't a prisoner of the moment because it's not just one game. He's been god-awful. He's been Curry Goat, not Steph Curry. That's how bad you smell it.
In this series?
He's been bad.
Okay. He's having a bad series. I'll give you that.
They're way down from his regular season numbers. And this is the other thing. That dunk in that situation, Chris, that's bad basketball. And some of those shots that he used to put up and make, and people never said anything wrong about them, was because they used to go down. They don't go down anymore. And you know what they look like? They're bad shots.
Not for him. He's the best
Steph
shooter in NBA
Curry
history.
Reeks. He reeks right now. He's the reason why the Golden State Warriors are struggling.
They're not
They're
struggling. They're up 2-1.
They should be
what
up,
are you talking
they
about?
They should be up 3-0 against the Rockets. But Steph Curry, and you know what? You never wanted to admit it. KD took his lunch money, took his milk money, took his team from him. KD did it. This is KD's team. Stop it. It ain't about Steph Curry anymore. Steph Curry's a sidebar, an after story. He ain't the main lead of what they got going on. The only way that they win another championship will be because of KD, not Curry Goat. You smell that? That's Steph Curry.
Yeah, I smell something all right.
That's Steph Curry.
I smell something all right, and it stinks to high heaven.
Yes, that's Steph Curry. That's what it is. And all you people try to make it out, he's not even going to sniff a chance at getting an MVP in the finals. Playing like that, he's lucky he has KD. They probably wouldn't even make it to the finals if they had to rely. It's all about Steph Curry. Steph Curry's the reason. Steph Curry is the one who makes this team go. He ain't the reason. If they didn't have KD, they'd be down 0-3 if they were relying on Steph Curry. Steph Curry, I understand why all the kids love Steph Curry. He's cute. You can pick him up. He's the same size as the fans that love him. I get it. It's hard to relate to KD. He's a 7-footer. He's tall. He got that. He can do it all. He's the reason why that team is where they are.
Let me
ask you, Steph Curry should back up and let KD do his thing.
Yeah, he did that in game three, and what happened? They lost. All right? Let me tell you something. How many championships has Kevin Durant won without Steph Curry? I'm listening.
Yeah, that's right.
How many? How many finals MVP has he won with Steph Curry on the same team?
Let me ask you. Answer my question. How many championships has Kevin Durant won without Steph Curry?
Steph Curry's legacy is that he's the only leader of a team that was up 3-1 in the NBA Finals and lost. That's what Steph Curry has around his
and
neck.
And Kevin Durant.
The only one. No, don't bring up Kevin Durant.
Other teams have
lost a 3-1 lead, but never in the NBA Finals unless a Steph Curry-led team that year had won 73 games, never lost more than 2 games in a row all year. And you know what? They lost 3 in a row in the NBA Finals. Don't tell me that's the all-time great.
He's not an all-time great?
I'm just saying, not in that situation. Name another great player like that who lost a championship.
Okay, let me name some things for you. Let me name, since you going off willy-nilly and all that. Kevin Durant, and don't interrupt, I'll let you rant. Kevin Durant up 3-1 that very same year in the Western Conference Finals with another super-duper star on his team, and they lose. All right? Steph at least did it in the finals. Kevin Durant didn't even get to the finals and do it. Isaiah Thomas, the all-time great, the legend, the year before his team got to the finals, what'd he do? They're about to go up 3-2 against Larry Bird and the Boston Celtics. He throws the ball away. One of the greatest passers in NBA history. Throws the ball away. Turns it over. They lose the game. They go on to lose the series. Magic Johnson, so bad in the 1984 NBA Finals that they started calling him Tragic Johnson. So don't act like Steph Curry, like this disqualifies him from being an all-time great.
I didn't say
it has happened to the best of them. You know who it hasn't happened to?
Nobody ever choked down a 3-1 in the NBA Finals.
It's
never happened.
It hasn't happened to Michael Jeffrey Jordan, and that is why he is the GOAT. But all the other guys, LeBron, Magic, Isaiah, we can go on and on down the list. Larry Bird, who scored 8 points in 2 games in his first NBA Finals. All of them have had small moments on the big stage, including Steph. But that doesn't mean he's not an all-time great. That's all the brother's saying. Mic drop.
That's no mic drop, because his numbers,
DJ Tyshawn, where's my mic drop?
Hey, Chris.
That was a mic drop.
You know, Chris.
I brought facts. You brought feelings.
You know, Chris was my student at USC, so he ain't going to.
Chris, you better step it up and be objective.
He is objective. Chris, you played that? I can't believe it.
Good job.
What are you doing?
See how I use the pressure?
What peer pressure. What pressure?
Not peer pressure, professor pressure.
What pressure?
A bad grade. Was he your student?
Yes, he got a good grade.
I don't know.
Now, if we were grading today, it might be different.
Let me also disagree.
Wait a minute, you're looking for stats.
You got it?
Numbers.
Okay,
Let me get my numbers.
Ahead.
All right. So Curry's numbers this series are way down from what he had in the regular season.
It's 18 points. It's one series.
This is the big series.
Series isn't even over.
I don't care, but he's been terrible.
Harden's numbers are down too. 18 points, 4 rebounds. You ready to crush him?
18 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, shooting 36.5% from the field, 25 from 3. He's down from 27.3 points. This is the regular season. 5 rebounds, 5 assists, and shooting 47.2 from the field and 43.7 from 3. So he's just on a 3-point ball. He's down from 43.7 to 25. That's how bad he's been.
That's in 3 games. That's 3 games.
Right. He's been awful. That's all I'm telling you.
All right, let me give you some more facts.
I've been giving you facts. Those are facts.
You don't have to
dispel anything.
That Steph, now he's had some bad postseason moments.
Oh, here we go.
There's no question. But it's overstated how much he shrinks. Okay, because if you go back to 2015 when this run for the Warriors began, that's 4 postseasons before this one. In two of them, Steph actually averaged more points per game in the playoffs than he did in that year's regular season. The year they won their first championship, he averaged 23 points a game in winning his first MVP award. In the playoffs that year, he averaged 28 points a game, including...
That's old history you talking about years ago.
That's because I'm not a prisoner of the moment.
No, but that's old news.
I'm giving the whole picture.
I'm giving you new stuff.
You're
what's
giving
going
me
on.
Three games. No. He's having a bad series.
And this is the other part. If he shrinks anymore, Steph Curry will star in the remake of The Wizard of Oz. That's how small he gets in the playoffs.
Kawhi was late on that.
No,
that means it wasn't authentic.
It was funny.
If it was funny, Kawhi would have been laughing from the get-go.
Kawhi
and
laughed.
Don't blame it on Chris. He's doing an excellent job. All right? Kawhi didn't like that.
Oh, it's hilarious. I want that clip, Rob G.
Steph Curry, I'll give you, having a rough series, but watch tonight. He's going to go out there and play great basketball, and the Warriors are winning tonight. You want some wings on that?
No, I believe the Warriors are winning.
All right.
I got the Warriors.
All right.
They got Kevin Durant. Definitely don't need Steph Curry.
How many rings does Durant have without Steph?
All I know is he's been the MVP the last
Change
2 years,
subject.
And Steph wouldn't have those two without Durant.
A finals MVP is fine.
That's
First
fine.
Of all, he would have them.
No, he wouldn't.
He would have them. There's no question about it.
He holds the marker as the only team in the NBA finals to choke down a 3-1 lead. Never, the league been around for 300 years. All right, maybe not that long. But the league's been around for a long time. It's never happened until Steph Curry. 73-win regular season team choked it down.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, let's get to LeBron. He has not spoken publicly or had not before recently about the Magic Johnson situation. Did no interviews. Didn't it do a season-ending interview with the media after Magic Johnson stepped down. But his show on HBO, The Shop, had a new episode this past weekend, and LeBron, for the first time, spoke publicly about it. Here it is.
I found out from Randy. Between my stretching session, my right hand comes to me and say, Magic just stepped down. And I'm like, man, get the out of my face, you. I go check my phone. I look at it. Personally, for me, I came here to be a part of the Lakers organization, having a conversation with Magic. So it was just weird for him to just be like, nah, I'm out of here. And not even have no like, hey, Bron, kiss my ass, I'm gone. It wasn't even that.
All right. I'm going to give you first dibs because I know you're chomping at the bit.
It's just the same thing with, LeBron does such a disservice to, and I don't know why he does it. But to the fans, like he didn't do any of the stuff that he could have as a guy who's going to be around for three more years and the leader of the organization. So instead, we got to hear from Kyle Kuzma and Lonzo Ball after Magic stepped down. I'm not saying, Chris, you got to have a four-hour press conference, but he should have been not on your show, do it for the fans. The same way when you came to L.A., you never had an opening press conference. It's not about the media. Stop it. It's about the fans. That's the least you can do is present that stuff and not have it be foul-mouthed. I get it. It's a barbershop. It's HBO. They want it to be authentic. So he has to do all that stuff. And that's the part that bothers me. Not that he can't do the shop and can't do that other stuff, Chris. But there are responsibilities to an organization that for whatever reason he doesn't feel necessary that he needs to do. That's what bothers me about LeBron in this situation. That's not the first time we should hear from you. You should, when Magic walks out that night, you shouldn't walk out the back door as well and leave the kids to hold the bag, holding the bag and addressing the media. You are the veteran player. You are, at that time, considered the best player on the planet. You've been around and have more knowledge and wisdom to be able to address a tough situation. That's all. I'm not asking you to do anything that would be over and above. I'm asking you to do what you should have done, and he just doesn't do it.
Well, I agree with you on a few things. Number one, when he first came to the Lakers, he should have done a press conference. Okay, no question about that. And when Magic resigned abruptly, he should have spoken.
That's all.
I agree. What I would say, and I think you'll agree with this, Rob, you've probably talked to other NBA writers. Obviously, you didn't really cover LeBron that closely as a beat writer or anything. But overall, he has been good with the media in terms of he speaks during the season kind of like twice a day. You know, he'd speak at a shoot around at a game, then he'd speak after the game. Sometimes if he didn't speak at the shoot around, he would speak before the game, and then he'd speak after the game. And then on practice days, he typically speaks. So a lot of players take more days off from the media than LeBron. So I'll just say that. He is professional in that regard, and for the most part, he handles his media responsibilities well. But I do agree with you that on these few occasions you mentioned, he was in the wrong. Now, this situation where, and I'm in the media just like you, so I would love for LeBron to have a press conference or speak to one media person he chooses or whatever it may be and share your thoughts. But he's looking at it as this is, I want to do it on this show, which obviously is his show, and a lot of people would tune in to watch it. And so it's better for his show. And I'm sure his answer to you and us who say, well, it's not about the media, it's about the fans, would be, I'm still getting this out to the fan. That's kind of what Kevin Durant was saying when he was like, oh, y'all upset. I'm paraphrasing, but y'all upset a few weeks ago. He said, because we're taking the place of the media and we're going straight to the fans.
You're never taking the place of the media.
And that's why I'm not bothered by LeBron, his first comments being on the shop. Because to me, that's still not
Magic
taking
quit
the place
2 weeks ago.
On the media. No, more than 2 weeks ago. He's quit, what, at least four weeks ago. It was in the regular season still.
Right.
So it's been
a month?
Yeah, it's been close to a month.
Oh, maybe 3 weeks. Okay.
I'd say four weeks probably.
Yeah.
But
the first time he should be speaking on this. And I'm just saying, leaving it to the kids to hear Kyle Kuzma, a second-year player, and Lonzo Ball, a second-year player, answering questions about the organization. Same thing with Jeannie Buss. Where is she? We still haven't heard from her.
Have we heard from Rob Pelinka?
We haven't heard from Rob Pelinka.
No, so see,
this is what I'm saying. This is bad.
It's bad. What'd you think, though? I thought his comments were actually the natural, normal human response that anybody would have.
Well, of course he was shocked.
Yeah,
because Magic didn't know he was doing it until he walked downstairs and realized he was powerless.
No, he knew.
I didn't think he knew.
He did an impromptu. Yeah, but he knew. Look, Magic Johnson, there's two people he should have told, at least. Jeannie Buss and LeBron James. I'm, excusing his family and stuff. Jeannie Buss and LeBron James. Now, if he and Jeannie had a falling out, an argument, whatever, disagreement that led him to do this, then okay, you want to get back, you're not telling her. But you should have told LeBron James. He owed that to LeBron. Magic wants his legacy as a front office person with the Lakers to be that he got LeBron James there.
Did he? Or was it Hollywood?
No, I think LeBron was coming for the most part anyway.
And I know he's got to get credit.
Magic is right. He's going to tell you, and he's told us, I got LeBron. You got LeBron because you two have a special relationship. I'm not going to say a friendship, but just because of their stature in the game, their superstardom, their business interests off the court net, the fact that they want to utilize their position in the NBA as a celebrity to build up the African-American community and things like that, and the fact that they've been compared to one another from day one of LeBron's career, I think all of that created a special relationship between those two. They kind of felt like, we're similar. And that's why Magic alone got the meeting on July 1st with LeBron. All that being said, I think he owed it to LeBron to let him know. Just a heads up, hey, man, look, we'll talk about it more later, but I'm stepping down.
Yeah, but that's why I thought it was impromptu, because it just seemed like he didn't think it out. He walked down there, saw the media, and was like, I'm out of here. You know what I mean?
Like, so you think he thought, like, that moment. Like, when he went to the arena, he didn't know.
He didn't know for sure. And I don't know if he met with Jeannie or there was some sort of...
I mean, that's Matt. He's emotional.
But that's how that's what it felt like to me, because there was no planned press car. He walked down, and they were waiting for Luke, right? And
the media... Luke, I think, had just gotten finished.
Or just got finished. So all the media was there, and then he like, hijacked the press conference stand.
Okay, so I was on Undisputed today with Skip and Shannon, and Skip's theory, and he part of this was because of LeBron's wording during the shop when he said Magic could have at least been like, "Hey, LeBron, kiss my, I'm out of here." Skip believes that Magic basically was disappointed in LeBron, his behavior, his play, and that he was like, this dude ain't what I thought he was. I'm out of here. And he feels like LeBron sensed that, and that's why he worded, instead of saying he could have came to me like,
peace,
hey, LeBron,
I'm out,
yeah, you know, I'm out of here. We'll talk later. LeBron did put it in a negative context, right? He could have came to me and said, you know, kiss my, I'm out of here. So that's Skip's theory. I don't necessarily buy it. I was talking to somebody today that kind of, it's not a great source, but they said there is something there. I'm not sure, though,
yeah,
at this point.
I don't know if it goes that far, too, and it was thought out that way.
I mean, he met with LeBron for 3 hours, what, that week, a couple days before he and Rob Pelinka. So it was just a strange situation.
That's why I thought it was impromptu. I really did because of that, Chris, because if you really had thought it out, you would have like gone to LeBron and said, man, you know what? Things just don't feel right. I don't know if this is the right thing. You would have done something like that.
How would you feel?
I think it feels like he just, to me, like he
just...
But
you're saying that almost like that excuses it.
Not excuse it, just tells you like... It just
means... How would you feel? Now, you and I are closer.
Like he didn't feel like... Like, I'm not telling Jeannie. I'm not telling anybody.
Well, I think he may have been mad with Jeannie.
Right. But he just said, man, I'm out of here. Like, dude, what am I doing here? This is a waste of my time.
If
that's what
you,
I got.
You and I are closer than Magic and LeBron, I believe. But if I did that and just left
the show
without telling you.
Oh, I'd be hurt.
Right. That's my point. Like, you know, and you would especially be hurt. It'd be one thing. I mean, it'd be bad enough if I went to the higher-ups and told them, you'd still be hurt. But if I didn't go to them, but went to the media,
right? And so,
right? You really be.
Oh,
that
yeah.
makes it
no,
worse.
I get that.
So I just think LeBron or Magic should have.
But then
I think LeBron was right in what he said.
I would be hurt for a short time because when the ratings spiked after you left, I would be happy.
Kawhi better laugh because that's a
what
joke.
What was that?
That's a joke. Kawhi all late. All right. 877-99 on Fox.
That
your turn to weigh
too.
In. That was a good one, too. You got to be on point, man. Chris, come on.
You got to
listen. You always got to be paying attention.
Well, you're not doing the nighttime show. Pay attention.
877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Did Magic Johnson owe it to LeBron to tell him he was quitting before the announcement was made? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. I want to throw one thing out because you alluded to it, the cursing. Are you bothered by it?
I just don't think.
I want to throw it out to the callers if they want to weigh in on that. Are you bothered by it? Look, it's
I get
a different
it.
Day and age.
It's HBO,
right.
And that's what they're trying to sell. But the only thing is, if that's the message, like you're saying, that I'm getting out to the fans, that's not for my 9-year-old son.
No,
wants to find out what's going on with LeBron. Do you see what I'm saying?
My 13-year-old, right.
That's the only soundbite I'm going to have. And that's
half
the one.
Of it's beeped out.
Exactly.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
All right, let's get to speaking,
Thanks,
of,
Rob
speaking
G.
of the
Thanks.
Best player in
You're
the
back
world.
Back in my good graces, Rob G.
Another synonym for LeBron James, best player in the world. He's giving up the crown right now. I'll admit that. They didn't make the playoffs. He didn't close out some games. He didn't get them past some of these weak sisters that they faced in the second half of the season when they still had hopes of making the postseason. So he's not the mythical best player in the world right now. And most people are giving it to Kevin Durant. And look, Durant is straight balling. Straight balling. carrying the Golden State Warriors. He is playing tremendous basketball. But you know who else is playing tremendous basketball? A man up in Toronto, Kawhi Leonard. And what I'm saying, I've said it all season, you don't become the best player in the world in the regular season. You do it in the playoffs. And no one, including Kevin Durant, has played better than Kawhi Leonard in the playoffs. Check this out. Kawhi Leonard in the series against Philadelphia is averaging 38 points a game on 62% shooting. Michael Jordan averaged more than 35 points on 60% shooting in one playoff series for his entire career. LeBron's never done it. Durant's never done it. Kobe Bryant never did it. And Kawhi Leonard is doing it. We'll see if he keeps it up.
Yeah,
but through four games,
62%.
Through four games, he's shooting 62%. All right, through nine playoff games, the first series and this one, Kawhi's averaging 32 points, 7.7 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and three threes a game while shooting 59% from the floor and 50% from three. I mean, this dude is doing damage. And what I'm saying to you guys is pump the brakes on saying Kevin Durant is definitely the best player in the world. Because the thing you have to realize is that when Kevin Durant's on the floor, so is Steph Curry. So is Klay Thompson. And the defense is paying major attention to those two guys.
Ain't nobody paying attention to Steph Curry. He was open for a dunk and missed it.
When Kawhi Leonard's on the floor, you got Kyle Lowry. You got Pascal Siakam, who's actually playing well, but still not a star. Mark Gasol, who's had his struggles. Serge Ibaka, who's had his struggles. Fred Van Fleet, who's had his struggles. You ain't even heard of Fred Van Fleet, Rob.
I do. I know who he is. He has, doesn't he sell shirts? Oh, that's Van.
So that's my point. Kawhi, I'm not saying he's better than Durant, but I'm saying let's keep an open mind. If he leads them to the finals, outplays Durant, and they may lose, then you've got to consider him in the running.
And nobody said
maybe give him the throw. It's mythical. It's between Kawhi and KD, and Giannis is balling, but that lack of a jumper, even though he's hit two threes tonight, and he's actually shot the three well lately, that could limit him. So I'm saying Kawhi and Durant right now, slightly ahead of Giannis in this battle. But, Rob, you got to have an open mind.
You've just been waiting
to give it to KD over LeBron.
Nah, because KD, I look at what he's been able to do, and I get it. He just didn't show up this year as this awesome guy in the postseason. He's been doing it for the last couple of years and being a star, especially when it comes to the finals where he's won the finals MVP. So when you look at that, Chris, and you say about doing it in the playoffs, he's done it. Now this year where Steph is terrible – and they need Durant more than ever.
Terrible's a little strong.
All right, he's putrid.
He's averaging 18 points.
He's putrid.
Like, that's terrible.
Steph is so putrid that they need KD more than ever before. And he's responded.
But nobody's paying attention to Steph and Klay.
No, Klay can't hit the side of a barn. Have you watched his shot lately? He's struggling.
You don't even believe.
Struggling.
That was actually a pretty good impression of Joe Namath.
Right? Struggling.
But you don't even believe what's coming out of your mouth right now. You
do
not. Trust me, the defense is paying more attention to Steph Curry than they are Kevin Durant. And here's the proof. No team is more analytically driven than the Houston Rockets. Your intern is looking at me like, Chris is dropping knowledge.
No.
Yo, check this out. Since Kevin Durant's been with the Warriors the last 3 years, when Kevin Durant scores 40 or more points, guess what the Warriors' record is? Anybody? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Anyone?
What?
Anyone?
Chris, you throwing out these useless stats that don't matter today.
6-7.
You know what? Let's call it.
Six and seven.
Let's call a researcher at FS1 who fed him that. Was that Steve Owens?
When Steph Curry scores 40 or more in the same time period, their record is 15-2. Houston knows it. The Clippers knew it. Every team in the league knows it. So the game plan is don't let Curry go off. Even if it means giving up 40-plus to Kevin Durant.
It's funny, though, because they always still, when it matters in the finals, it's not about Steph Curry. So you need to get off of that. Yes,
you
really
mean when he averaged 28 in the last three games of 2015 and they won all three against LeBron and the Cavs?
Yeah, thank goodness.
28-6-5 on 49% shooting.
How come he didn't win the finals?
I don't know. That's why I'm wondering. How in the world did he not win the finals MVP?
Easy.
That was the worst vote in finals MVP history.
No, it wasn't. It's because they're looking at it and they're not just looking at numbers. The numbers were meaningless.
I don't want to diss Iggy because he is a really good player. But they weren't guarding Iggy.
Iggy had to.
Timmy Mozgov was sitting in the paint when Iguodala was in the corner.
He had to play defense on LeBron. Right. He had to be that guy.
Yeah, and he held LeBron to 35-13-8.
LeBron had to earn every single one of those points.
Every single one of those 35 points.
Otherwise,
13 rebounds and 8 assists.
Imagine if Steph Curry was guarding LeBron James. He would have scored 90 points in the game.
See,
had 70 rebounds.
He resorts to foolishness.
What? It's chicanery. It's not foolishness.
Chicanery. I'm sorry. Give me some love for Kawhi. You're not going to give Kawhi any love?
No, Kawhi has been outstanding. No doubt about it.
Is he not
in
the conversation? How is he not in the conversation?
I just don't look at him like that. I really don't.
Why not?
I think he's played really well. I think they got to have more of a stretch of like what KD has done over the years.
So it's not even okay. So it's not open for debate.
I'm not
to
no.
You.
Yeah, because
of the last 2 years.
Right.
If that's the case.
You see what I'm saying?
If you're just going on
Kawhi this year as well as he's playing 62% is nothing to sneeze at. I get it, Chris, but I'm talking about KD's body of work as he moves forward to take the crown.
Well, he certainly got the better body
of
work
to take the crown from LeBron. I'd be more comfortable with KD.